Welcome back
to Behind the Crime.
I'm Rebecca Wood.
And I'm Ella Calora.
And this is our 11th
episode. I can't believe that.
I know.
We are in the double digits.
I can't tell if I feel like we should be more episodes in or less. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we do, like, it takes a lot of work for an episode to come out, but not in a bad way. I feel like
it's been a long time, but also it hasn't. I don't know.
It's only been a little over a semester.
Mm-hmm. So crazy.
I know.
We just got back from our school carnival.
Yes. We both won 2 prizes. We did. Granted, they were the small prizes.
No one needs to know.
But hey,
I won the shooting game on my first try.
I would like to say I won it on my second try, but the first try, I literally hit the cup. It just didn't fall over.
No, she didn't.
Yes, I did. Don't lie. So I got a alien bouncy ball because aliens are so fun. And then my second time winning, I got a little donut plushie, and it's blue and it has sprinkles. And the ball fits right in it like it's its little pillow. I'm serious.
I got a little jiggly ball. I have no idea how else to describe it.
It's green. It has like little spikes that come off it. Green is both of our favorite colors, by the way, an important thing to add.
And then I got a pop thingy.
It's called a pop it. I don't know how you bought me one once and you don't know the name.
Shh.
We also accidentally matched today.
Yeah.
Which we kind of do a lot where we wear similar outfits a lot. We both had teal t-shirts on and black pants, but Ella had shorts on.
It is funny because we don't even live like in the same room. So we just come out of our rooms and we're like, hey.
Yeah, you know what? We're living together next year. We're going to be roommates. It's going to be so much worse, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like one of us is going to get up and we're just going to, like, subconsciously wear the exact same outfit.
Wearing the same thing.
Yeah.
All right. So for today's episode, we're covering something quite different than we've been doing. I feel like we're doing pirates.
Yeah. I was researching for another case and... Oh, for our Women's History Month one, I was researching for, you know, female people to research, and I found a woman named Anne Bonny, who's a pirate, who I'll talk about later. And from then on, I read a little bit about her, and I was like, I really want to do a pirate episode. And then we did it. We're now
doing it. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going first this week.
Oh, it's important to note that our pirates are intertwined, but we'll give you more details on that later.
Yeah, they are, they're partners in crime. Yeah.
Just like us.
So my pirate, his name is Calico Jack. His actual name is John Rackham. So if I refer to him as Calico Jack or John or Rackham, it's all the same guy. I'll try to stick to... Calico Jack?
Yeah, that's what I have him written as in mine.
Okay, I'll try to stick to Calico Jack, but I think
because that was, you know, that was what he was known as.
Yeah. So there's not a whole lot about his early life, his upbringing, or anything like that. All that's known is that he was born around 1682. So I'm just going to jump to the first record of him, which was as a quartermaster on Charles Vane's brigantine named the Ranger. And this was in 1718.
Mm-hmm.
So at this time, they were sailing around New Providence Islands in the Bahamas. And this was a notorious base for pirates. It was actually called the Pirates Republic. Sorry.
You're good.
So Charles Vane and his crew would rob several ships outside of New York. And they encountered one large French man of war ship. The ship was twice as large as Vane's brigantine, and Vane decided that he wanted to retreat. He said, like, his excuse was that it was too dangerous. Mm-hmm. So he wanted to retreat. Calico Jack actually spoke up and said that they should fight because he knew that there was going to be a lot of treasure on this ship, so he said that they should stay and fight. So, I know, he was
ready.
He was ready. Out of the 91 men on the ship, only 15 supported Vane's idea to retreat.
Oh.
But Vane said that the captain's decision was final, and so they fled. Mm-hmm. So then, on November 24th, 1718, Calico Jack called a vote to get Vane thrown out of his
captain. Oh, they said, let's impeach him.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. So he said that he was a coward and that he shouldn't be captain. So he was kicked out of his spot as captain, and Calico Jack was named the new captain.
Did he stay, like, aboard the ship, or was he gone?
I'm getting to that.
Oh, sorry.
So Jack gave Vane and the 15 others that supported Vane, he gave them another ship in the fleet, and he gave them a decent supply of ammunition and goods.
Oh.
And said, adios.
I mean, at least he didn't, like, leave him stranded with nothing.
I know. I thought that was interesting.
Awfully kind of him.
I know. Not very...
piratey?
Piratey of him, yeah. So, I'm going to get into a little bit of his career as captain. So, he would plunder small vessels close to the shore. Mm-hmm. Which, I will make a little side note. If he was so courageous, why would he be plundering small vessels close to the shore? That's, like, the easiest way to...
Oh, can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
When mine was associated with him, I don't want to give out too much details yet, their crew only consisted of less than 20 people. So that could be why, where they were like, well, there's not that many of us, so we kind of have to, stay to smaller things.
Interesting. I think, I'm not sure if at this time his crew was bigger, because this was right after they kicked out Vane, and there was 91 minus 15 and Vane, so there was still a good number.
In the 70s. Maybe,
I don't know, I just feel like he was playing it safe for someone who was so gung-ho about going after this big French ship when...
I mean, maybe he wasn't really that gung-ho. Maybe he just knew captain's word is final, and that was his way to gain power. Maybe he was just being manipulative, which would be quite piratey.
I don't know. So they captured the Kingston, which was a small Jamaican vessel, and they made that their flagship.
Mm-hmm.
They had several conquests in the West Indies, and they did go after a couple larger ships, off the Bermuda, but again, nothing like crazy. Maybe their crew was smaller. I didn't see exactly at this point in time how many people they had aboard. So in 1719, they sailed into Nassau in the Bahamas. Sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong.
I think it's Nassau. I believe.
Nassau?
Okay. One of the two.
Nassau, if you want to look it up, in the Bahamas. So they were taking advantage of a general amnesty for pirates. They wanted to obtain a royal pardon and commission from the governor. The governor at the time was Woodes Rogers, and he had been sent to the Bahamas to address the pirate problem in the Caribbean because pirates had started stealing from British ships.
Oh, this was known as the golden age of pirates, I believe, this time period.
Yes.
So it was a big issue, which is, that's fair. It was a big issue, you know?
I didn't write down the specific time period, but the golden age of piracy.
Yes.
I don't remember the exact date from when to when, but that is during this time. Oh, so this is a little bit more about the Kingston. So when they decided to capture it, they knew it was going to be a big prize. It had a lot of riches. But unfortunately for them, the Kingston had been sighted off of Port Royal, and outraged merchants... That was just a weird throat noise. So unfortunately, the Kingston had been sighted off of Port Royal, and outraged merchants saw the Kingston being taken by Calico Jack, and they sent bounty hunters to go after him. So they only caught up with him in February of 1719, and when it was spotted was in December. So it took them a hot minute to catch up.
They were speedy.
They caught up while Calico Jack's ship and the Kingston were anchored off of Isla L. A. Los Pinos. It's off of Cuba. Mm-hmm. At the time, Jack and most of his crew were on the shore, and to avoid being captured, they hid in the woods. So I guess this is the time where they lost some of their crew.
Yeah, that makes sense. That adds up.
So their ship was taken, and all of their trophies were also taken.
Oh, none for you.
So during this time, they were kind of causing a bit of a ruckus where they were. And Captain Charles Johnson wrote a book. It's called A General History of the Robberies and Murders of the Most Notorious Pirates. I'll link it when we post the stories for this. But it describes how Calico Jack stole and how him and his crew stole and pillaged in Cuba. So they did eventually get another very small kind of...
Was it the William?
Dinky-looking ship. I don't remember.
It's the William.
And they were off the coast of Cuba when a Spanish warship that was charged with patrolling the Cuban coast entered the harbor along with a small English ship they had captured. And they saw the pirates, but they couldn't get them because it was low tide. So they anchored in the harbor and decided to wait for morning. But that night, Jack decided to row over to the Spanish ship, and they overpowered the guards and took over the ship. At dawn, the warship began blasting Calico Jack's dinky little ship, and as they were destroying that ship, Jack escaped with the Spanish ship. So now he had a bigger. Yeah, he was smart.
But maybe it wasn't the William.
So then they went back to Nasua. Is that what we... Nasua. Where they appealed before the governor. It was Rogers. And they asked for a royal pardon. They claimed that Vane forced them to become pirates. And Governor Rogers hated Vane, so he granted them pardon.
He said, here you go.
Mm-hmm. So then, in September 1720, in the Bahamas, the Bahaman Governor Woods proclaimed that Calico Jack and his crew were pirates. It wasn't published until October 1720, but when it was, a pirate hunter, Jonathan Barnett, decided to pursue Calico Jack. So at this time, they were cruising around Jamaica, and this was around October 31st, 1720. So around this time, they were sailing west towards Negril, and that's where they laid anchor. And I heard, well, I read somewhere that when they laid anchor, they fired a gun, or like a gun was fired, and that's what got the attention of Jonathan Barnett. Yeah.
I did not hear that.
I'm not exactly sure why the gun was fired. But so then Jonathan Barnett captures Calico Jack and his crew.
Okay,
and
I think I know why the gun was fired. They were celebrating. So that might have been, and they were very drunk. Probably. So they might have just been like, woo, let's shoot a gun.
So then Calico Jack and his crew were captured, and they were taken to a Spanish town in Jamaica. This was in November 1720. They were tried for piracy, and Calico Jack was sentenced to hang. He was executed in Port Royal on November 18th, 1780, and his body was gibbeted and was put on display near a main entrance to Port Royal as kind of a warning to pirates.
That's weird.
And it's known as Rackham's Cay.
Oh.
So then a little bit about the fate of his crew. You'll get into Anne Bonny, but there was also another woman that was sailing with them. Mm-hmm. Her name is Mary Reed, and she was disguised as a man at the time. But then at their trials, they both claimed to be pregnant, and they were put in a temporary stay until it could be proven. Mary Reed died in her cell in April of 1721, and it was because of fever related to childbirth. So
I heard it was typhoid fever. Well, I read.
Yeah. And then I won't get into Anne, because you'll talk about that. But the master, the quartermaster, were both executed with Calico Jack, and then a couple of his other crew mates were executed the next day in Kingston.
I'm going to talk about Anne Bonny, who was one of very few female pirates. She mentioned one of the other ones, Mary Reed. Another really famous female pirate is Grace O'Malley, who was Irish. She was, I think, the most successful female pirate, and also probably the most well-known. And I read that she was apparently Mary Reed's inspiration to be a pirate. Like, she heard about her, and she was like, I want to be just like her.
Interesting.
So Anne Bonny does actually have quite a bit of background information available. She was born as Anne Cormack in 1697 or 98, not sure exactly. She was born near Cork, Ireland. She was the illegitimate daughter of her father, William Cormack, and the family's servant, who was named Mary Brennan. Her father was a lawyer, and he and his wife separated after Anne was born because obviously the wife knew that wasn't her kid. He had custody of Anne, but dressed her as a boy to claim that he was the son of a relative who would be staying with him. He did this because he was trying to avoid scandal in the town, because obviously his career kind of depended on having a good reputation and people trusting him. Ultimately, that didn't work. Her true identity was discovered, and this destroyed his reputation. He then married Mary Brennan, the mother of Anne, and they took Anne and moved to Charlestown, which is obviously now Charleston, South Carolina. They bought a plantation, and William continued his legal career. Mary, Anne's mother, died when she was only 13. She also died of typhoid fever. Mary worked as a maid in her father's house, and there are quite a few stories about her teenage years, but obviously they're not proven. The first one is that people claim she killed a servant with a knife in her later teen years.
Oh.
It's also rumored that she basically sent a man to the hospital for several weeks while he was attempting to assault her.
Okay.
And she fought back. So she was very fiery, regardless of if these rumors are true, which obviously can't be proven. She was very, very fiery. Like, she was known as that. Her father betrothed her to a local man, but she was not a fan. She didn't want to do that. So instead, she married a sailor and ex-pirate named John Bonny, which is where she gets her last name, now Anne Bonny. Her father was entirely against the relationship, probably because he used to be a pirate and kicked her out. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, not that... I mean, he also cut her off as well, so I guess that's really what was important. But her new husband, John Bonney, took her to New Providence in the Bahamas, which was a pirate's hideout, as Ella mentioned, the Pirate's Republic. John Bonney became a fisherman for income, but he also, while there, became an informant for the governor of the island, or of the Bahamas, and he gave information to them on pirates who he'd previously been associated with.
Oh.
As well as, you know, he was still in contact with some, so he found out new information, stuff like that. He made a list of the 10 most notorious pirates, and he vowed to get them all into custody. Blackbeard was included on that list, mm-hmm. and so was Calico Jack. Anne basically fell out of love with him and spent most of her time drinking in saloons and associating with the very pirates her husband was trying to arrest.
Interesting.
She was very independent, very, mm-hmm. always. So it's believed that she cheated on her husband with a large number of pirates, but she particularly liked an English pirate named John Rackham, but obviously we know now that that is Calico Jack. I actually know why that was his, like, pirate name.
Oh, I didn't mention that. I forgot. It's because he wore calico clothing.
Yeah, he preferred plain cotton instead of silk, like many other pirates did.
I forgot to mention that. That was in the beginning of my notes.
That's okay.
I accidentally skipped. And also, Jack is a nickname for John, which is where they got Jack
from.
Which
I don't understand, but whatever.
I don't understand it either, but...
whatever. You be called whatever you want to be called. I don't think he named himself that. Other pirates did, because I think they were like, you don't wear what we wear.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. The name kind of flows. Calico Jack.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually tried to pay Anne's husband to divorce her, which apparently was a common thing back then.
Mm-hmm.
If another man wanted your wife, he'd offer to pay for her, basically. But John Bonney refused to do that. But Anne, being who she was, ran away anyway and... joined Calico Jack's crew in 1718. They sailed on a stolen ship called the William for most of the time that she was there. It was a pretty small ship. It wasn't anything big.
Mm.
The crew consisted of less than 20 men and obviously a woman. They only performed a small number of captures. Like, they weren't big time pirates.
No.
Despite how well known, I think Calico Jack is a pretty well-known pirate, mm-hmm. and even during the time he was on the 10 most notorious pirate list. They recruited another woman onto the crew, as Ella mentioned. Her name was Mary Read, and actually, Mary Read and Anne Bonney had very similar upbringings. They were both illegitimate children, and were both dressed as boys by their parents for part of their childhood. That was probably why they got along so well. They were very, very close friends. And according to some, they engaged in a romantic relationship as well. Aboard the ship, Mary Read was not known to be a woman. She dressed as a man at all times. But Anne Bonney actually only dressed as a man when they were in battle. Mary Read would always, but... they both would during battle. They also wore handkerchiefs around their heads to hide their hair, which apparently, when you think of a pirate, that's a pretty common thing. But I read that that was not common. That's just kind of a misconception.
Yeah, interesting.
The reason that Mary Read kind of hid that she was a woman and that Anne Bonney being on the ship was so weird was that women aboard a ship were considered to be bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
Not even just for pirates, even like with sailors.
Mm-hmm.
So Calico Jack had a very, very unique crew
mm-hmm.
in that sense. They attacked and captured merchant ships near the Bahamas, and they followed shipping routes from Bermuda to Hispaniola. And actually, the relationship between Calico Jack and Anne Bonney wasn't public information, but obviously the other crew members knew that she was the captain's woman. So they kind of left her alone. I guess they were pretty scared of him. And eventually, Calico Jack did find out that Mary Read was a woman because he became jealous of her friendship with Anne Bonney.
Mm-hmm.
But she proved to him that she was a woman. But he agreed to not tell the rest of the crew and not kick her off because, I mean, obviously he didn't think it was bad luck considering he had Anne Bonney aboard.
Mm-hmm.
He was progressive.
He was.
He really was. So yeah, he was he literally went into the room intending to actually slit Mary Read's throat.
Oh.
Thinking it was someone, you know, with his woman.
Mm-hmm.
Which, according to some people, it was. But it wasn't a man, so he didn't care.
Yeah.
At some point, Anne Bonny became pregnant, and Calico Jack brought her to Cuba once she started showing, and they hid it from the rest of the crew.
Mm-hmm.
She delivered the baby in Cuba after spending the end of her pregnancy there. And shortly after, Calico Jack returned for her, and they left the baby in Cuba. It's unknown exactly what happened to the baby. We also don't know the gender or anything like that, if they named it them, they named them. There are two theories. One was that they completely abandoned the baby in Cuba and just left him there. And others say that Calico Jack actually had a friend in Cuba who agreed to raise the baby for them.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I like to think that was what they did because I would feel very bad for the baby. So we're going to choose to think about that. In October or November, I believe you said it was late October when they got captured, right? I couldn't find the exact date in the ones I was reading.
Yes, it was late October.
Burnett attacked the William, and the entire crew was extremely drunk because they were celebrating the capture of a commercial Spanish ship, which you talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Read and Anne Bonny were the only two crew members who even bothered to fight off the sailors. Ultimately, obviously, two of them against an entire crew was not enough, and they were all arrested for piracy. Of course, the trial garnered a lot of attention because there were two female pirates, which was, other than Grace O'Malley, pretty much unheard of. And the two women were tried separately from the rest of the crew. All of the men were found guilty and hanged. And Anne Bonny said something very interesting when she found out about this. She said, "If you had fought like a man, you wouldn't be hanged like a dog," when she heard his sentencing.
Mm-hmm.
Which, once again, she was very fiery and independent.
Yeah.
She was the original I don't need no man.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I thought that was really interesting that she was like, I mean, she has a point, though.
Yeah, I mean, if they didn't,
like, if you weren't too drunk. Yeah, like, they literally didn't even try. Like, they were just laying there.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the two women did, and they were like, yeah, they're bad luck. Women are bad luck. You were just laying there drunk. But, and also, they probably shot that gun off because they were drunk and got their attention.
Yeah.
So, fair for her to be mad. A witness named Thomas Dillon said at the trial for the two women that both of them prolificate cursing and swearing much and were ready and willing to do anything on board. Basically saying they were just as guilty as all the male pirates.
Mm-hmm.
They were willing, just as willing, if not more willing, to do what they had to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is kind of shown by the fact that they were the two that fought
back. Yeah.
They were also found guilty and sentenced to death, as Ella mentioned, but they claimed they were pregnant, so they received a stay of execution. But as Ella said, Mary Read died in prison. It's pretty unclear what happened to Anne Bonny, but it's believed that she was released from prison. I mean, we don't know why she was released, but she was released. We don't know everything about that. But it's believed that it was because of her father's status and wealth, and that he either bought her way out or they were like, well, you have a good family, and just let her out. And she returned to Charleston. She there gave birth to a second child by Calico Jack. So it was true, at least in her case, she actually was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And she later remarried. That's one belief, she married Joseph Burleigh and had eight children with him, then lived out the remainder of her life in a much more normal manner, like just as any other woman would, and died in 1782. Others think, also, there wasn't anything noted of what happened to the child by Calico Jack, if she kept him or if she gave him away. Another theory is that she moved to South Carolina with another former pirate, Robert Fenwick, and then lived in Fenwick Castle, but later ran away with another man until Fenwick convinced her to return and killed the man that she ran away with.
Oh.
And then the last theory I found was that after she got out, she went, stayed in Jamaica, and died in December of 1733, because there is a record in a parish of an Anne Bonny dying on this date, but obviously it could be another woman. Personally, the second one sounds a lot more like her than the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, had 8 children.
Yeah.
After abandoning one in Cuba. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
It's just a bit easier to talk about pirates because of how long ago it was. I don't want anybody to think that we're condoning, you know, what they did, because they were not good people.
Yeah, I feel like pirates are also...
glorified?
Glorified, yeah. I mean, kids dress up as them for Halloween, and it's like, all these silly pirate movies, but in reality, they murdered, they stole, mm-hmm. they, you know...
You know what else I read,
committed crimes.
A lot of crimes, yeah. Had very low morals overall. But what I found out was, you know, when you think of a pirate, you always think of them, like, going in a saloon and finding a different woman every night. But apparently that wasn't that true. Mm-hmm. A lot of them, if they had wives, were very loyal.
Mm-hmm.
And if they did stray, it was often with the other crewmates, mm-hmm. not random women.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting, because we have all these things that we... associate with pirates, but we really don't know everything. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like anybody aboard was keeping a diary. Yeah.
They were just,
they were drunk half the time.
Yeah.
I mean, most pirates were alcoholics. That's another thing to mm-hmm. add. But I think it's still a very interesting topic to talk about that doesn't really, the truth behind pirates doesn't get talked about a lot, which is kind of why I wanted to do this.
Mm-hmm.
As well as the idea of female pirates, because they're just not really talked about. And a lot in these two cases, like, they kind of had very sad upbringings that kind of led them there. Not excusing it, once again. But they had a lot of different motives to become pirates than the mm-hmm. male ones did. And they faced a lot of weirdness aboard that the male pirates didn't have to worry about. Like, they had to dress as men to fight, which I don't really... see why.
I don't know if they had to or if they felt like they had to.
Yeah, I don't know either. It wasn't really explicitly said, but still, it's interesting to think about and learn about, because I feel like I learned a lot just researching this
mm-hmm.
that I just really didn't know.
Yeah.
And broke a few, like, assumptions that I had about pirates as well.
Yeah.
So we hope you enjoyed this episode. We know it was quite different.
It was very different.
But it was I enjoyed doing this episode.
Yeah, and I think we should try to do more, like, type of cases like this. Because they did commit crimes, so it is technically still mm-hmm. in
the And I like the fact that we were kind of finding the more truthful side of it, which is what makes it true crime. Like, we weren't talking about Jack Sparrow, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah. And I also like that we had... kind of found pirates that were intertwined a little bit. Ella was trying to find her pirate, and she was like, oh, what if I did Calico Jack? And I was like, well, he's associated. But we did it anyway.
So it worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hope you enjoyed this.
Let us know if you did.
Yeah. And follow us on Instagram.
@behind_thecrime.
Yeah. And let us know if you enjoyed this, and we'll do some more topics like this.
Yeah. Maybe we could do... a bandit episode.
Yeah, we could, like, a cowboy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so thank you for listening.
Yeah, see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.